I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, Structure, Accountability, Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, May 12th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Pretty good Monday.
It's a good Monday. Should be a fun show. By the way, it's May 14th. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, Richards. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
I saw he wrote down May 12th, so I went with it. I was like, I don't think it's May 12th. It's the 14th.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even Drab, hear
you know what?
Date.
It's okay. Drab got punched a few times in the head over the weekend.
Though he did.
He did acquit himself rather well in his fight on the Big Owen Dukes podcast. So good for Drabby over the weekend. You know, if you're a day or two behind, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it.
So you're saying he's punch drunk?
I'm just giving him a little bit of an out. That's all. Just I'm just defending my guy. Defending Drabby.
Well, it is going to be a fun show because things are rolling here in D.C. We don't care as much about the Nats right now because it's not playoffs, but they just completed a four-game sweep of the best team in the National League, so that's impressive.
That's a hell of a four-game sweep right
there.
They're
now 24-18. They've won 13 of their last 15.
Correct.
I just did the math. In those 15 games, they've outscored opponents 69-35.
And they only allowed 7 runs in the four-game sweep. That's a good team out there. It's a team with a good offense, some good pitchers. The Nats got to one of the best setup guys in the league. Archie Bradley got to him twice. Scherzer owns Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt did nothing the entire series. That's a hell of a four-game sweep right there.
So that's impressive. But, of course, front and center, it's all Caps here. And the Caps now up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, two games away from getting to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. And the offense is rolling. Brandon Holpe's playing great.
In dominating fashion.
Yeah.
And they scored 10 goals through two games.
They're running a clinic down there.
Vasilevsky is getting punished.
I'm surprised
that's
he
all
wasn't.
Happening
I'm surprised he wasn't
games.
Pulled again.
Mm. He's getting absolutely
coach
demolied.
Said it was the guys in front of him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Him.
I saw that.
He'll be there for game three. It's weird.
Good. I hope he is there for game three.
We threw this out on Friday, and I just threw that. And I didn't think it was going to happen. I said, "What are the chances that the Nats just go out there and boat race him?"
Right.
And they just win two in a row. We come in here on Monday, and they're up 2-0. And we really didn't think that was possible. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. Now, it is weird, though, because now I feel like, man, now the pressure's like squarely on this team to close them out. You know, it's weird. It's a great position. You always want to be up 2-0 if you can be. But it could go like that, you know?
It could, but everything. Here's the thing. I said this. I didn't know anything really about Tampa. Jason kept talking about their speed. Psychologically, you finally get over the Penguins. You don't know how you're going to react that way. You could either just roll, or you could lay an egg. You just don't know what's going to happen. I felt like, at a minimum, they were going to get a split, and I thought there was a chance that they would be up 2-0. Why not?
Yeah, I thought there was a chance, but it was unlikely to play out the way it did.
The two goals that they got last night.
Because this is not the way the Caps usually win.
No, they don't win in convincing fashion. Usually it's
nail-biters. But maybe getting over the hump with Pittsburgh, now they got a whole new you know, range of emotions.
And that's what I said 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it liberated them.
But I didn't expect it.
The two goals last night that the Lightning got were full-on gift wraps from the officials. I mean, the borderline call on Wilson, goalie interference, whatever. Tom Wilson has a rep. Okay, I get it. So he goes in the sin bin. They score. The high sticking on TJ Oshie. How is that not reviewable?
That was terrible.
How did the Zebras not get
so
together?
So the high sticking, I don't even know the rule. Did he have? Because obviously there was no contact. Does there have to be contact, or was it just that you didn't think the stick was even that high?
No, his stick was high, but it didn't hit.
Right, there was no contact.
Was it Kucherov? I can't remember.
Yeah, the puck
I think
hit
it was
him.
Kucherov.
Puck hit him. I mean, he contacted the puck with his stick, but he didn't hit Kucherov with the stick, so there should be no penalty.
So just because the stick is high, it doesn't mean it's a penalty. It has to be contact.
Correct.
Yeah.
Terrible call. Of course Tampa Bay converts on it.
But then we just
it.
Rolled them in the second and the third. I mean, I was shocked by how it played out. Didn't think that they would go 0-2, but I didn't think they would go 2-0 either, especially after the way that the Lightning came out in the third period of game one.
Right.
I thought that was a Lightning team that we were kind of expecting to see because they were just much more aggressive. But and then, of course, it happened in the first period last night where they got those two quickies. But, man, Caps ran a clinic.
I'm not a regular season hockey fan that watches all these teams and knows anything. So just by talking to guests and people that we've had on the show, I was hearing that, yes, Tampa is this great team. But I remember there was one person, I think it might have been a caller, who said, don't buy into everything Tampa because they play in a weaker division. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they're not as good, even though their record was better than the Washington Capitals. They took advantage of a division by playing those teams in their division more than the other teams. And so they accumulated the 113 points. Not to say they're not a good team. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, they're a good team. But to be the favorite over the Capitals?
I couldn't care less about regular season points. We've lived that with the Caps for many years, where they just rack up gaudy stats during the regular season and lay an egg during the playoffs. Well, they didn't care less about the 113 that they racked up.
This team is just showing tremendous depth, though. And, I mean, Lars Eller's playing out of his mind. You still don't have Backstrom. Kuzi's playing great. Devontae Smith-Pelly with a great goal there. Brett Conley. There are so many guys contributing here.
Alex Chiasson sets up the DSP goal. Beautiful two-on-one.
How about the Kuzi pass to Ovi? Man, that was good.
Oh, amazing. The so patience, good. And I know that we criticize this team, and a lot of people critique them for overpassing, waiting for the perfect
sometimes
pass.
Sometimes it works out.
That was a perfect play by Kuzi because he waited for the defenseman to commit. He sprawled on the ice, just set it up perfectly for Ovi. He pots it.
They're not only just playing pretty, they're also playing physical, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're banging. I mean, Ovi was around there just crushing dudes at times. I don't know, man. It's been really, really fun to watch. The only thing that scares me is that we all know how these things can swing on a dime. We saw this in the first series. I think the Caps are going to win this series. But, man, it's just I feel like now they've gone from sort of the underdog in this series to now the overwhelming favorite. And that's a tough position to defend sometimes.
You'd rather be in that position than the opposite.
Of course.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. How are you feeling? You have to be loving it.
We haven't even
Caps up 2-0. They've outscored the Lightning 10-4 through two games.
And the Lightning have one 5-on-5 goal so far through two
we're
games.
Killing them
and
that
was on home ice, by the way.
The Caps should get stronger because Backstrom, he was at the morning skate. I thought he was going to play yesterday.
Yeah. He had him in a red jersey. I guess he was working with the man up team.
Now maybe you don't rush him back. You don't rush him back since you've won two down there because you got Burakovsky back.
Right.
The thing is, I don't think he'll ever be healthy. If he indeed has a broken hand, he'll never be healthy during
until
this.
Until next year, right.
Yeah, so you just have to figure out when you're going to pull the trigger on it. I don't know. If he can grab the stick and play, I'd throw him out there.
Well, the question you have to ask yourself is now, do you think, after watching these first two games, do you think that Tampa can win 4 out of 5?
I think they can.
And
I think they can. I think it's unlikely, but I think they can.
The way the Caps have played, you're thinking to yourself, man, they should definitely take the series down.
Definitely. They're the overwhelming favorites.
I'd like to see the numbers of teams up 2-0. Especially when they win the first two games on the road.
In this, I think I heard something last night. It's like 39-2 or something.
So it's ridiculously close. In this round.
Yeah, in this round, it's like 39-2.
Remember, we just went through this with the Caps trailing two zippy to Columbus.
Yep.
Exact same scenario.
Columbus had won two on the road. It certainly can happen, but not with the way Braden Holtby's playing.
Holtby has been.
But that could change, too.
The consistency, his numbers against the Jackets, .932 save percentage. Against the Pens, .921 save percentage. Against the Bolts, .92.9 save percentage.
He's been on fire.
I mean, you don't get more consistent than that.
Yeah, I can't.
He's been killing it.
I can't see it. Like, here's the difference in my mind. In that first round series, I actually gave the Capitals of the four of us, look, I didn't think that they were the favorites to come back down 2-0, but I gave them the best chance because both those games were overtime games. They're really close games, and we kind of knew that there was going to be a goalie change. Mm-hmm. And so I gave them a chance. In this scenario, the Caps have dominated both games, and their goalie is playing really well. I don't give the Tampa Bay Lightning much of a chance at all. Less than 1%, honestly.
Oh, I think it's more than that. But I'm not going to get too excited. I can't allow myself to get too excited. I just know how the emotions and how these series can change.
Unless you're up 3-0, they win tomorrow night.
They win tomorrow night, then I'll start.
If they win, if they get 3-0, they basically snatch the souls away from the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah,
right.
Then it's just inevitable.
I think they've
been through this.
I get it already.
You're guarded.
Very guarded.
They got them.
Listen, they got them. Less than 1%.
Listen, I predicted they would win the series, but I'm still scared. Still scared watching
this. I'm going to wear the Caps jersey on every game day and the day after games.
Would be simpatico
pretty
with
much.
You. Yes. You know what? It makes my wardrobe selection easier.
Yeah. You know what? Except for those days before the Stanley Cup Finals. Because you're going to have a couple days
There'll
off.
Be a couple
because
days
the Caps?
Off. Yeah.
They're going to win this series.
Are you
in
calling
five.
A sweep?
Five.
Gentleman's sweep?
Gentleman's sweep.
Drab owes me $1 because I predicted before the show JP was going to call the series over.
Really?
It is.
Yeah.
It took 9 minutes
afraid.
For him to do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm doing the exact
opposite. He's confident.
People are afraid to say it because of the past. It's a different Caps team. Holtby's playing well. They're dominating.
How is Holtby? I mean, remember how bad he was?
He's on a full-on heater. You know
really
what it's
is.
Like. You go into a casino sometimes. Heater. Sometimes you just can't lose.
I mean, he's just a different person.
Yeah, but they're also playing great in front of him. I mean, they're digging in for pucks in every corner. I don't know.
They're playing better.
Carlson's just doing this. Just making money, making so much money during this run. He's got 13 points already.
This is incredible.
Two assists last night.
Problem is, it's not going to be here, by all accounts.
Probably not. But, yeah. I mean, his stock is going through the roof. Oh, and so is Barry Trotz's as well.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Barry Trotz.
I don't care if the GM, McClellan, and Trotz hate each other. I don't know how you can let him go.
You can't.
I know.
I just don't think it's borderline impossible.
I mean, if they win the series, if they get to the cup finals.
Yeah.
All right, let's bounce some of these calls. Hard not to get too excited, but I'm still very, very guarded. We've seen what can happen to teams that are up 2-0, stealing two on the road in round one. Doesn't seem likely, but I'm still scared. But, man, they're dominating so far. Let's go to Ryan in Dumfries. Ryan, what's up?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Hey, doing well.
Great show. Love listening to it every morning on the way to work. Got six tickets, 118K tomorrow night. Got a lady walked into my crab shack. I own a crab business in Gainesville. And
nice.
came in there and handed me six tickets, dude. It was awesome.
Nice.
So one thing I want to talk about real quick is, you know, I got friends that say, oh, you can't go to the game tomorrow. The last game you went to, we lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these curses, all this Washington spirits, blah, blah, blah. We're on a roll, man. The great eight is rolling. Everybody's playing together. And I like what you guys said, talking about physical hockey. I mean, these guys are not just coming down, and sometimes they're setting it up like every play looks like a power play. I mean, they're putting these boys into the wall, and they are playing tough. And I honestly believe Tampa's running scared. Ever since Wilson came out and they suspended him, and I will be honest with you, I pray to God that that these refs get on our side this game, because they've been on Tampa's side down in Tampa the last two games down there, and we still went down there with a can of whoop ass.
I don't know. The Caps are getting some power plays. They're questionable calls both ways. It's not like the Caps aren't having power play opportunities. Ovi is playing well. He's been playing well throughout the playoffs. Had another goal, another assist. Piling up some nice, impressive playoff
numbers. It's obvious that they just go after Wilson every single play.
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to bait him into something.
They always do.
Kunitz is a bastard. I hate him going back to his days with the Pens. And there's nothing more satisfying, and I mean nothing more satisfying, than going to somebody's barn and watching the opposing fans leaving with 7 minutes left in the third period.
Mm-hmm.
When the Caps went up 5-2, I believe it was, the fans couldn't wait to stream for the exits.
And
they missed Connolly's ridiculous goal, the sixth goal of the game.
Right.
Where he was off balance and just put it right by
Vasilevskiy.
Well,
a bunch left after that, too. Then there was nobody
then
left.
Then it looked like a dirty bomb went off in Amalie Arena
at that
point.
Perfect. Let's go to John in Huntingtown. John, what's up? Y'all with the Junkies.
Hey, boys. Okay, so a couple things. One, JP, you mentioned the psychological hump, the Pittsburgh series. I think that I think a lot of pressure's off of them now. They're just playing good hockey. They're skating good. Getting through that Pittsburgh, it always goes through Pittsburgh. And given our history with them, I think that the Caps are right where they want to be. As far as the first period last night with the refs, the cross-check on Wilson where he ended up in the goal, that should have been a penalty. And then you guys already mentioned the puck that hit his stick. Yeah. That should have been a penalty. And then two other things real quick. Webb Simpson, congrats to him.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to the cameraman for picking up his wife. Lurch, why is that tournament going to be next March? See you, boys.
All right. It's not going to be on Mother's Day.
They've changed the schedule because they're going to move all of the FedEx events into August because they don't want to compete with the NFL. So the PGA Championship's changing from August to May. They're just doing a whole new revamp of the schedule on the tour because they don't want to battle the NFL. That's what it comes down to.
All right, phone number, as always, 800-636-1067. Talking about the Caps taking a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it is Wilson ahead. It's a 2-on-1. Coming is Kuznetsov. He's got Ovechkin with him. Kuznetsov's going to dangle, shoot, score! Alex Ovechkin with 16:26 to go. The Capitals are that close from a 2-0 lead. They've got a 5-2 advantage here at Amalie Arena.
How sweet it is. Caps now up 2 games zippy in the Eastern Conference Finals. 2 games away from returning to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, you can kind of taste it a little bit, but
they're
again,
6 games away.
Anything can happen. Tampa could get on a roll here. Let's hope it doesn't.
I'm with you.
I don't know anything about Winnipeg. They're up 1-0 on, and you know, cross that bridge, we come to
it. Yeah, I'm not worried about Western Conference.
I'm not going to be sold. Who cares? I'm not going to be sold by any of these experts anymore. On they're faster. They're this. They're that.
I hate hyping up the opponent. Go to ESPN.com and look at all the NHL experts. And see how many picked the Lightning to beat the Capitals in this round of the
playoffs. Like everybody.
It looked like 14 out of 15. Yeah, or so. Nobody in here is counting any chicken.
I bought into it. Yeah.
I'm not counting one single chicken yet.
I'm pretty much relying on the one caller who said, Tampa played in the poopy division.
Took advantage of the poopy division.
I'm just hanging my hat on.
Caps are better. You know what? The Caps are a better team. They are.
Well, so far
well,
they have
are
been.
Right now.
So
they,
far they have
that's
been.
What it looks
but
like.
But I'm hanging
games.
My hat on. I thought if they got over Pittsburgh, that was a psychological hump for them. It was a big one, and that they could take off and run. And so far, that's what they're doing.
I think part of it is psychology, and part of it is they're playing better. And in that Pittsburgh series, they played a more physical brand that they had played in the previous two seasons. They controlled the neutral zone and the limited chances, and that's continuing.
Yeah, they're playing.
Their goalie's playing.
And they're
better
getting more contributions from players that weren't necessarily contributing in previous playoff runs. They got younger guys in there that weren't around in the past.
No, it's a nice blend, and they're like legitimately on fire. So since they started out 0-2, they're 10-2, right? They're on fire, playing great hockey, getting contributions up and down to the first line and the fourth line. Great goalie play.
And 10-2 with Holtby. You can almost toss out those first 2 games.
He's been outclassed by Holtby. Look at what Vasilevsky's done so far in the playoffs. He had a .941 save percentage against the Devils in the opening round. That dipped to .909 against the Bruins. It's at .839 against the Caps through 2 games. So his play has completely fallen off. And, you know, John Cooper might blame some of it on the defense. And the Caps had that same sort of issue throughout the regular season.
There were some softies.
But for whatever reason, Vasilevsky, they're punching a lot of holes in that donk.
Well, at one point on NBC last night, they said that there have been 8 odd man rushes in the series, and all 8 by the Caps.
Right. Yeah. You know what the Caps like doing in this postseason? Beating up on Russian goalies. Did it to Bobrovsky in Columbus, and now they're doing it again to Vasilevsky.
JP, the
Matt Murray's Canadian.
Just look at the schedules. They only played Tampa. Only played four less games against the Metro than the Caps did, and Tampa was 15-6-3 against the Metro division.
I'm still going to hang my hat on what that caller said.
Well, I mean, he might not have done his research.
He said poopy division, and I'm going to stand by that.
Well, I would agree that the Metro is probably tougher than Atlantic, but it's not like they played half the games against that division.
I hear.
They were pretty equal.
All right, let's bang up these calls. 800-636-1067. We still don't have a celebratory song, not that you would play it two games into the series.
Are you kidding me?
Get that Stanley. There's no way we're playing
what
that.
What are we claiming is the celebratory
they win
song
the
now?
Stanley Cup. We'll play it
He's
if they win
the
Stanley Cup.
He's got the one.
Yeah, and the one you...
That's not a song.
Yeah, you hated that.
I don't think you play party music for 2-0 lead.
I agree. I didn't say we should. Okay. I'm just saying in general.
Let me ask this. If they win the series, can we play it?
Play what?
Get that Stanley.
No.
We don't ask them for permission. We do whatever we want.
I know, but they get so bitter.
Number one, you won't be able to find it because it's stashed. It's stashed in the J drive.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
But do you understand that it's all because of us that this team is two games away from the Stanley Cup final?
You guys should be getting all the applause.
Because you didn't play Get That Stanley.
Right. Yeah. Get That Stanley was the anchor around the Capitals.
Was
team.
It the Albatross
yes.
was holding the Caps
yeah.
down?
All right, let's go to Joe in Charlotte. What? Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junks. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
What's up?
All I want to say is the Caps will win the Championship Cup this year. This is the opportunity to go ahead and cash on it and bring a championship to the district. I don't think we had a championship since the Redskins, the last sports team to win the championship. And Pittsburgh is out the way, and there's nothing to stop them, really. Honestly, I don't think Winnipeg can beat them or Vegas if they meet them in the next round. So it's the year to do it. This opportunity comes every blue moon for a team like the Caps that have a problem with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is at home eating subs and drinking beer. The Caps are playing, and they're going to win the Cup.
All right, thank
By
you,
By the way,
Joe.
There's a lot of assuming that Tampa Bay is just going to crawl into a hole and get swept. I mean, remember, the Caps dropped the first two to Columbus and came back and rattled off four straight wins.
I think it changes.
I'm not counting out Tampa Bay.
I think it changes significantly.
I'm not counting them out either, but can they win 4 out of 5?
No. Be difficult for them.
That's very difficult.
No, but they can. Of course they can.
Well, what'd you say it was? 39-2?
I think it's something. I heard a stat like that. Yeah. Like 39-41, something like that, when you're up 2-0.
I mean,
like
they
this.
Can't afford many mistakes.
No, they can't. But I do. I'm big into psychological warfare and how that all factors into a series. And we were the underdogs in there, had nothing to lose. Go in there and just steal one. Oh, you won the first. Now let's just try to win two. Got nothing to lose. Now the burden, I think, is on the Caps. In a weird sort of way, to protect what they just did.
Mm-hmm. But the Caps, in my mind, they just have to win 1 out of 2 at home. Win 1 out of 2. You're up 3-1.
That'd be fine. That would be fine. That would be fine. But if they lose the first one, the pressure is going to be big time on the Caps.
Because
then they've all of a sudden, they've lost their home ice advantage and everything.
It's correct.
Just, I mean, this game three is massive.
They don't lose their home ice if they lose the first one.
No, but no. If they lose the first one and then lose the second.
Yes.
They lose the first one, you're one game away from losing the whole thing.
Okay. It's just not
all
it's
of
just,
the advantages
it's not
you
over.
Built up.
It looks good. We've got confidence. They're playing great. Pressure squarely on Tampa, but things can change.
It can
in a
change
hurry.
Quickly.
It can change
this
in a hurry.
Is from Neil Greenberg, who's going to join us later in the show. At the risk of jinxing this for Caps fans, road teams with 2-0 series leads in conference finals have an 18-1 series record. I mean, the numbers are squarely on the Caps side. Especially after the
that's when
the
road teams
two
go
dominating
2-0.
Wins.
Yeah.
So basically 95%.
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg in Baltimore. Greg, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
what's
good.
Up? What's up, man?
I'm a Skipjacks fan. We used to be the Baltimore affiliate for AHL.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Long time ago.
And I would like to say that I think that Oshie needs to step up a little bit. And I also think that Wilson needs to be a little more of a presence in the lineup.
How could it be?
It's hard to complain after they've outscored 10-4.
Yeah, I mean they've held the Lightning to one even strength goal through two games. And I look, everybody can nitpick. I get it, but you have to be pretty happy with.
It's hard to complain about anything they've done down there.
No, I wouldn't complain about a damn thing.
Right.
been
right. If somebody said, beautiful. You know what, you're gonna have a 2-0 series lead after the weekend, this would be me. No complaints whatsoever.
Everybody,
I don't care how they do it.
Dominating fashion.
One?
Well, the thing is, it's not like it's two squeakers, two overtimers. Yeah,
dominant
performances. I mean, they're up 4-0, and then Tampa made it interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
and
they've
then,
been dominating.
Didn't Tom 6-2. Wilson score? He says he wants more of a presence. Did Tom
score
Wilson
the first
score
goal?
The first
goal?
28 yeah. seconds in. Yeah. I mean, the guy's saying Tom Wilson has his presence. I believe he maybe also added an assist. Saying a goal
By
and
the way,
an assist.
I will never in my life ever comprehend how they can deflect pucks in the
it's
middle
amazing.
Of the air.
No, it's incredible. I've said that for
years. I'll never understand it. No, I don't understand how they can do it. The hand eye is ridiculous.
Was it the Caps that almost had one that went right over the goalie? Remember, there was a deflection?
Yes. I can't remember who shot it.
And then it just went right over the goal. Yeah. It almost went in.
For a fleeting second, I felt bad for the Tampa Bay player that took the Dmitry Orlov slapper off of his hip right in front of the goal. I mean, you saw the pain that he was in when he left the ice. I felt bad for about 2 seconds. Mm. I said, well, he's the enemy. Why would I feel bad for him?
Who was the Tampa player that got hit in the hand in game one?
Oh, I can't remember.
Remember, he went straight to the bench and had to put ice on her. I mean, he was in some severe pain.
That's what happens when you stand in front of
a
100-mile-an-hour
slap shot. And that's how Backstrom broke his hand, right?
I think he was hit by a puck,
Yeah. All right, let's go to Shane in Woodbridge. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Shane,
how's
what's
going,
up?
Guys?
What's up?
Great day. I just want to say, I think the difference in this Caps team is resiliency. I mean, they get down, and it's like, we don't care. You know, and in the past, they would shrink.
Yeah.
I mean, they got hosed on the first two penalty calls, and it was like they didn't even care.
Right. No, I agree with you.
And as far as the pros all saying Tampa was better than Pittsburgh, yeah, they might have been better than Pittsburgh in the regular season, but Pittsburgh is the greatest playoff team on the planet the last 2 years. So I think getting over them, I really say it's like the 2004 Red Sox, man. We finally got over that Yankee hump, in our opinion. Hmm. And I think we're going to roll. And we're going to at least take one of these next two and be up 3-1, gentlemen. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I agree.
That'd be perfect. People compared it to the Bulls-Pistons, finally getting past the Pistons, and then they were able to go on their little run. Let's
I
hope
agree
something
with
similar.
About the resiliency, we've seen it kind of throughout. Here's what Coach Trotz said about the Capitals coming back.
You know, we've dug ourselves in the hole right from the get-go, so we've had to learn to be really good on the road. When you dig a hole down to 2-0 to Columbus, and we had to battle that, and I think we learned some things. As we had to do the right things and continue to do the right things, and I think our guys enjoy the experience, but you're on the road and it's us against them, and this group really has bonded as a group, and they got a lot of resiliency, and they're having fun.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 800-636-1067. That's Coach Trotz talking about this Caps team now up 2-0 on Tampa in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Let's go to Tyler in Gainesville. Tyler, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Tyler.
Doing well.
Hey, so I got two questions. One, I'm actually a new listener. I'm heading back to North Carolina right now, just trying to figure out how I can listen to you guys on the way back down to North Carolina. Hmm. And then two, how much of a rush is it to get Nicklas Backstrom back in the lineup actually going up 2-0?
I think it's going to be great.
Radio.com, download the app, and you can listen to us anywhere in the good old U.S. of A., my friend.
And I wouldn't rush Backstrom back since we were up 2-0. I don't know what their plan is. I don't know how if he's ready to go for game
three. I feel
like
he's closer.
If he's closer, yeah, I mean, I guess it's up to him. But there's
hands
no rush
heal.
To get
do
him back.
Do broken hands heal in a week? Or
no,
ten
no.
Days?
But it's not going to heal
generally,
the whole playoffs.
Generally, they don't.
No.
No, but he practiced a little bit before. He skated. He was wearing a red jersey.
Well, you way, can skate all day long.
They're playing
with a
pretty well.
Hand, but can you be effective as a hockey player? With
they're
a
playing
hand?
Pretty
Probably
well without
not.
Him.
Yeah, but if he wants to go and he can go, he's going.
Of course.
Yeah.
Look, Barzell is playing great, and he earned a 5-year contract extension this year because he had his career year, 18 goals and 20 assists. But wouldn't you rather have him back on the third line and
course,
Backstrom on the second
course.
Line?
If I want Backstrom back
on the power
but
play?
If he's 50%, are you going to put him out there?
No.
He's not
they're going to make the right decision. Whatever they do will be the right decision. So if they think he's healthy enough to go, they're going to give it a go. I remember we heard a report from someone that seems to be somewhat in the know that it's a broken hand and that they thought he was 75% chance to give it a go.
They said if it's a clean break, you come back faster. For
all I
reason.
Know is.
So maybe he's got a clean break.
It makes my pants tight when I look up and I see Lars Eller just camping out in front of Vasilevsky with nobody from Tampa, like cross checking him in the back. He just gets nice and comfortable there. He's making some s'mores. He's just having a good
time. To give you
time.
An idea, somebody was telling me yesterday that in one of the other series, when it ended, they announced all the injuries that they never announced. You know how they always say upper body injury, whatever, but the season was over. So they announced what the injuries were, and there were like 9 broken bones.
Right. Mm.
One guy had a broken ankle. I can't remember what team it was, but one of the teams that was eliminated. Like 9 guys had broken bones.
When a guy takes a wicked slap shot off of his skate, there's no padding there. Of course it's going to break a bone.
Yeah.
Or if you take one off the palm of your glove, there's no padding on that.
All right, taking your calls now on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about this Caps 2-0 lead against Tampa? Do you think this series is over and the Capitals are destined to go to the Stanley Cup Finals? Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports. Taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. Tell you what, man, it's much more fun riding the wave of positivity in the playoffs.
It's so much
than talking
better.
About the same old Caps.
Right.
And the same old playoff disappointments or bad regular seasons. People for years have said, you junkies, you just love ripping the local teams. Well, we have, because most of the local teams have sucked and
been
disappointing.
That's all we can do over the past 20 years.
But I think we'd much rather have celebrations than funerals.
Feels good. It feels good to be able to watch them for the next couple weeks. Hopefully they get by Tampa and we can talk about it. I mean, we just don't see that in this town.
I know. We don't. We really don't see runs like this.
We don't see runs like this.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Usually you plan the show. And you look at about 3 months of a really slow, dead period.
Right.
Where for 3 months, we have good shows, but it's Nats, a lot of non-sports stuff, which is great. But you're dying for stupid training camp to come. And we'll still do that because July will be slow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have something going like this going on in May. And you know what? It's going to go on until deep May.
Possible.
And
hope you're right.
June, possibly.
I hope
that's the case.
I can't see Tampa coming back 4-5. I could see the Caps coming back when they were down 2-0 to Columbus. 2 overtime games. They made a goalie change. In this case, they haven't been close games.
Seems hard to do.
The Caps are dominating.
Especially with the way that they're playing, the way Holt is playing.
They're smashing Tampa in the first two games.
Yeah.
Like, to me, even when they were down 2-0 against Columbus, it's a toss-up. Overtime games.
And by the way, I'm so happy.
This is not a toss-up.
So happy that I was so wrong about this Caps team that I was ready to just abandon after the two
corpse
losses.
In the Potomac. Oh, a floater.
I was ready with you, though.
I agreed for
a first-round exit. It just looked, for me, it looked grim.
It looked like that.
This is a resilient, tough bunch. And they've won 2 on the road, and they're coming back home on Tuesday night in what should be an amazing atmosphere at Capital One Arena for Game 3.
And they're not just winning squeakers anymore. They were winning squeakers early in the playoffs, winning one-goal games.
Yep.
I mean, it's 10-4 in this series right now. 10-4.
Cakes, if they win tomorrow night and they're up 3-0, you should be at Game 4 for a possible closeout.
Game 4 is Thursday?
Wouldn't it be Thursday? Yeah.
It'd be doable.
Because you're the biggest Caps fan I know.
Maybe I'll find my way to weasel my way into
Cakes.
The arena.
How about if they sweep? And I don't even want to. I mean, I still think they could lose. But if they did sweep,
yes,
you and I, we Porky Pig it. We do the show in here, Porky Pig it.
Why not? You can Porky Pig it all day long.
Why
Porky
sweep?
It's a hurting look.
Yeah, it's a terrible look. We'll just be wearing the shirts.
I mean, I'm all about taking my pants off for the Caps winning.
Yeah, but in the privacy
of my home, I'm not just doing it for the NBC Sports Washington cameras.
They don't even get to see anything.
Hey, if you want to Porky Pig it, you Porky Pig it all day long.
I want a Porky Pig with you.
You want a Porky Pig partner in crime?
Yeah, we can cuddle maybe.
Hey, Wild will probably do it with you.
Nah, not as interesting.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Let me see here. All right, let's go to Drew, calling from Jacksonville. Hey, Drew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Junks? I'm a long time listener. I'm down here in Jacksonville. Been down here 7 years. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to you guys back way back when. I'm 31 now, so that must make you feel old.
What brought you to Jacksonville?
The Jags.
Well, I hate the cost of living up there in the snow. I had to get out.
That's good point.
All right, yeah.
By
that's
the way,
great point.
And do also, and also, I like
hold on.
I had to move. I had to move here and root for them.
Do you live in an apartment, condo, single-family home?
Home down here.
All right, give
home
me
down
this.
Here. I'm actually a stone's throw away from Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium.
Give me these.
So, you know, like I said, I like downtrodden teams.
Oh, my God.
He won't shut up.
Can you give me the square footage and how much your mortgage is in Jacksonville?
I'm not going to give you that. But what I will give you is how...
That's just sorry. He doesn't want to play along.
Play him off.
Nobody
please.
Knows who he is.
I mean, I love the guy. Thank you for listening to Jacksonville.
Why does it matter if we know his mortgage? Who cares?
I just want to know. These are things I need to know.
Because Cakes is coveting. He wants to frustrate him that the guy's living in a 5,000-square-foot
yes.
house that he bought for $250.
Exactly. These are things I need
it's
to
funny.
Know.
He calls up at the beginning of his call. He's just praising us. Wants to tell us
yeah,
how much but, he loved us.
Well, then he wouldn't, stop talking.
But he wouldn't stop talking.
He wouldn't shut up. Let's be honest.
Well, you were trying to bum rush him. Just let him finish his thought. We got 4 hours.
It's okay to jump in on people from time to time okay. when they need to be jumped in on.
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. I mean, you know, these two games that the Caps are up at, I mean, I didn't see that one coming in. That's very big. I think the only thing that's going to be bigger than that. Going to be the radio personalities. I want to accept the Pat Reagan's bonus that's going to come in up shortly for you guys. So congratulations.
Haven't even thought about
that.
Maybe
you can kind of afford that. And then maybe you can afford that house in South Florida there, Cakes. But I said that, man. I'm excited. You know what I mean? I didn't really follow the team for the year because to me it was just going to be, you know, been there, done that. Don't want to get disappointed. You know, too many times, you know, a bridesmaid, never a bride. So I really didn't buy in. You know, after the bitch beat Pittsburgh. I'm all in now, and I'm excited. I'm watching my son, and hopefully good things are going to happen, you know, come June.
Thank you, Andre.
I agree. You know, I think it's okay to dare to dream. As I said last week, what if this is actually the start of a Bostonian-like run? Like the Caps.
Can we get one first?
Yeah, I don't even need the run.
Can we get one first?
We need
then they
one.
Win another one.
One is better.
Maybe.
You got to start with one. Let's just start with
okay,
one.
I get it. You have to start with one.
You're already looking ahead.
But, you know, you get the Caps, you get the Nets. Hard to kind of believe that the Wizards or Redskins are going to be in the equation.
No, the Wizards and no.
What if these teams won multiple championships?
And by the way, I just want to give that caller, Andre, whatever his name is, a little info. Cakes can afford the house in South Florida today. He doesn't need another ratings bonus. He can afford it today.
Right. And I'll tell you, for me.
So could you.
For
no,
me.
No, I couldn't.
It turned.
You're on a whole different level, my friend.
In the first series, before they beat the Penguins.
Yeah.
When I saw the way they responded down 0-2. That's when all of a sudden I became a believer. It was after that first series. Because I was with Cakes. I thought they were a corpse in the Potomac,
like
a floater.
Like buying into their sordid playoff history of the past.
Well, they were down 0-2 on the road. You just don't come back from that. Two
at home
losses.
Yeah.
To me, and
the way they responded showed me, wow, this team is something. And, you know, with the goalie change, made them a different team.
I don't know where it's changed for the Capitals. Because in the regular season, look, I had the Penguins beating them in the previous round. Now, I thought 40-60, but the reason was because the Penguins were scoring all these goals in the first round, and I was led to believe that the Caps' defense was their weak link. And it had been kind of their weak link in the regular season, but they've tightened it up.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, because the Penguins never had this 6 or 7 goal explosion. Tampa, who's supposed to be uber explosive, 2 goals in each of the games, both on power play.
Well,
the
starts,
defense has played
starts
really
with
well.
Holpe.
Guy's been
unbelievable.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, buddy? Y'all are the Jumps.
Morning, guys. So I think nobody knows this better than Caps fans. We're seeing what happens when a hungry team outplays a skilled team. And we've been in the other position in the past. There are so many motivation points for what's happening. You got Holpe with the chip on his shoulder. You got Ovechkin with no cup. You got Wilson getting suspended. You got Backstrom getting hurt. You got Trotz with no contract. And you got a franchise in a city that hasn't won squat in so long. So I think tomorrow night is probably the biggest game since ripping Super Bowl. And there's blood in the water, and I can't wait to be there.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of what he said, but
like
let's not act like the Caps aren't a talented team. I mean, they've got loads
of
talent up and down the roster. Now,
they're
Tampa may have
skilled.
Some flashier players than the Caps do at this point. But, I mean, this is a pretty skilled Caps team. No, and a deep team.
But wasn't that long ago when we had JR on the show, not his previous appearance, but the one before that, where he was grilling them for just kind of relying on... He went through the roster, said they're just superstars up and down this roster.
Right.
And they think they could just...
like 10 names.
They think they could just show up and win. And since then, it's been different.
Well, and the coach has said it himself that there's been a commitment from some of the top players to like get back on defense and do the little things.
Absolutely.
Well, Kuznetsov is a superstar.
Well, that's part of the reason why Backstrom isn't playing, because he's willing to block a shot with his hand, try to stop it from getting to Holtby.
And who was it? Was it Jay Beagle that had a couple big blocks yesterday? He had one off the skate, one off the body, I think, or at least he went down to try to block it.
And he had a goal in game one.
Yeah.
Beagle has been playing well.
Yes.
And they're jocking him on NBC. You may call it Penn NBC, but they're even jocking Jay Beagle.
Yeah.
Well, you have to at some point.
Even Mike Milbury is praising the Caps.
Or is he locked up?
Who?
Beagle. Is he a free agent after
this year? He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Let's go to Neil in Waldorf. Neil, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
What's up, fellas? It's Neil. But I got two quick points. If you look at every team they play this year and all the skeptics said, this is what they do better than the Caps. Columbus, it was defense. Pittsburgh, it was speed. Now Tampa Bay, all-around team. The Caps are doing exactly what the skeptics say the other team are doing had better than them. Like, I've never seen the Caps much faster or so faster than Pittsburgh, but they outskated them like never before. And they're not known as a speed team. Second point, like 4 or 5 years ago, if you think about it, when the Caps was top team in the league, won the President's Cup, best record, all this, and it was a surefire Stanley Cup, they lost to the last seed, like 4-0 or 4-2, anywhere they got dominated, I think it was Montreal. If you look at it now, every single was since Pittsburgh, they say the same thing about the Caps. They weren't supposed to get to the second round. They're not supposed to beat Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a better team. It seemed like the roles have slipped, and this is our just due this season.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that's how I look at it.
This is a group that I'm sure they've had this conversation. Hey, we don't have any that many more cracks at the cup with this unit the way they're constructed, with Ovi and Backstrom getting up there in years, especially Ovi. Is Ovi 32 or 33 32. At this point? So what do you expect? Maybe 2 or 3 really good seasons out of Ovi at this point? He's going to start slowing down at some point. Trotz doesn't have a contract at the end of the year. Carlson's probably moving on. He's going to get a big money offer from lot of teams. So this group looks at this and says, hey, 6 games away. Let's keep this thing going. This is our best opportunity in 20 years, maybe in franchise history, to win a Stanley Cup. Let's go do it.
All right, let's do
one
more.
Is it their time? Is it their time?
I hope it is.
All right, let's go to Stuart. Stuart in Stafford. Stuart, real quick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, bro?
This Caps team is reminiscent of those Detroit Red Wings teams from the mid-90s, where they were the favorite year after year after year, and they could never get over the hump, and they were calling their star player a choker. And they finally got over the hump in 1997, like we all know, with their star player being older at 32, 33. They weren't picked to win anything, and they played super loose throughout those playoffs after they got through the second round, got that monkey off their back. And that GM, or that player, their star player, Steve Yzerman, he's the GM in Tampa now. And when he was old, they were telling him he's not going to get a cup, he's not going to get Jack. And now Ovi's in his position. And once they got past the second round, once they got past Pittsburgh, that monkey came off, that weight came off, and they're flying around the ice, playing some of the best hockey we've ever seen in D.C. I mean, you could not play 2 hockey games better than what they did last night. Even after getting totally jobbed by the refs in the first period of the second game, they came back and they said, that's nothing, man. We got this. And they went out there flying. They got a contribution from every single line. I mean, that is amazing. Without Backstrom, if you were to tell me we're going to go to Tampa and win two games, and without Nicklas Backstrom, who's arguably our best 5v5 player and one of the best centers in the league, I would have said you're crazy. And they went out there and they dominated. Kuznetsov and Eller are playing at elite levels, 2 of the best players in the playoffs right now in the league. So when Backstrom comes back, I don't think you can move Eller. You have to put Backstrom in between Burakovsky and Connolly or Stevenson, whoever you decide to keep there. They need to stay off the penalties, because that's how Tampa's going to get you, and that's how we saw it last night. So they keep themselves out of the box. They can win this series because they are dominating at 5v5, which is the majority of the hockey that you're playing at the playoffs. Stay out of the box, finish it up at 5v5. Thanks, boys.
And have great goaltending, which Holtby is providing for the Washington
Capitals. So far we have all that. It can change, but hopefully it does not.
Listen to that enthusiasm. 800-636-1067. Talking about the Caps now up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.